Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local stories. A judge has provisionally agreed to the Orange County DA's request to raise the bail for the man charged with murdering 6-year-old Aiden Leos in last month's road rage shooting on the 55. Marcus Ares is now being held on $2 million bail. He's charged with murder and with shooting at an occupied vehicle.
The punishment for this crime is life in prison.
Orange County DA Todd Spitzer says Wen Lee is charged with being an accessory to the crime and also with having a concealed gun in a car. She's now being held on $500,000 bail and could spend 4 years in prison if convicted of everything.
At this time, we have no additional information that we believe would lead to the arrest or prosecution or conviction of individuals as other accessories or accomplices.
The car that investigators say the two were driving when Aiden was shot was found at the Whittier home of Ariz's grandmother. But the DA says he does not think anyone besides the Costa Mesa couple committed a crime.
Bulldozers being put to work at several locations in Antelope Valley, destroying one of the largest illegal marijuana grows in LA County history, 70 individual greenhouses. Sheriff Alex Villanueva says from this grow alone, they plan to serve up to 200 search warrants. One precious commodity that the marijuana cartels are using, the sheriff says, water, which is in short supply in the high desert.
We have alfalfa farmers, potato and carrot farmers, and seeing them go out of business to support illegal marijuana, and which enriches the cartels, is something we're not going to tolerate at all.
The sheriff says California has legal marijuana grows that are small in size, tightly regulated, but they're being put out of business by the illegal operations.
And this just in from Hawaii, tours to the USS Arizona have been suspended and the gates have been closed at Joint Base Pearly Harbor Hickam because of a potential security threat. Military officials in Honolulu won't be more specific about what prompted the lockdown. Everyone on the base, though, has been told to shelter in place. Metro's looking for tips after videos surfaced showing riders getting slapped from behind, apparently at random.
It looks like three boys may have been involved.
It almost appeared as though they were staging these. At one point, there was an individual that says, okay, let's make this go viral. And then there was a pause, and then it was almost like it was staged where they would sneak up behind these individuals and slap them on the face. It's very concerning.
Metro spokesman Rick Jagger says the victims did not report the incidents to the transit agency, and it's unclear where or when the assaults took place.
Basically, if you see something, say something. We need the help of our riders to try to identify these people and get this type of behavior to stop on our system.
He says reports can be made anonymously by phone or on Metro's Transit Watch app. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, as promised, the sheriff's deputies arrived at Venice Beach today, hoping to eventually move the homeless into housing, shutting down the camps that are along the boardwalk.
Outreach teams strolled up and down the boardwalk, making contact with the homeless. Sheriff's Lieutenant William Kitchen.
Well, right now we're just rapport building, so our goal here is to help people.
But the sheriff himself said he'd like to have the homeless camps cleared off the boardwalk by July 4th. L.A. City Councilman Mike Bonin is not a fan of the sheriff or of his approach.
I mean, this is a rogue law enforcement figure, a known bully.
Still, there are local residents and business owners who would love to see the camps gone.
You know, they're all in drugs, out of control, mentally ill people fighting and, you know, holding weapons.
He contends the homeless are scaring away business, the tourists. At Venice Beach, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The LA City Council is taking steps to make the Slow Streets program that was established at the peak of the COVID pandemic a permanent part of the urban landscape. The council voted in support of state legislation that would do that. The Slow Streets program began in May of 2020. It closed portions of residential streets to give pedestrians and cyclists room to travel and be protected from people in cars.
There will be more cops working the streets of L.A. starting this summer.
LAPD Chief Michael Moore tells Civilian Police Oversight Commissioners that the new L.A. city budget allows for a significant increase in officers to the Los Angeles Police Department.
First Academy class that we'll be hiring beginning July 1st with the mayor's adopted budget. Desire is to hire just over 740 this coming year to ensure that the outreach and engagement is with our communities of color, particularly our African-American communities, as well as women and Asian Pacific Islanders. An academy class every 4 weeks for a total of 13 over this next year.
Currently within LAPD, just over 9,400 sworn officers employed by the department. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A report from the California Voter Foundation looks into the threats and harassment some election officials across the country dealt with before, during, and after the 2020 election. 10 of 11 officials say they endured death threats, other threats, and abusive language. California Voter Foundation President Kim Alexander tells KNX this anger was fueled by misinformation on social media.
Many of them have taken the time to explain to angry voters, you know, how things work and what's been going on, and those folks just don't believe them.
Several officials reported law enforcement didn't do enough when they were told about the threats. The report recommends expanding legal and law enforcement protections for election officials. It also says a good public education campaign can help decrease the impact of election lies.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.